Good morning, Rabbi Pasuk Tazayin. Lahatzilcha, Perek Beis, Pasuk Tazayin. Lahatzilcha me'isha zara, minochriya amareha hechalika. To save you from a strange or alien woman, from a stranger, who engages in smooth talk. So earlier in Pasuk Yud, the Gaon had explained that there are two types of a Yetzirah. There's a Yetzirah Haka'asani, which is identified with Zohar, and then there's a Yetzirah Hata'avoni of desire of lust, which is associated with Nekeva, and that's what the focus of this pasuk is. And this second type of Yetzirah, the Yetzirah Hata'avoni itself, subdivides V'heim Taiva V'chemda. Taiva, Zehu Hayoshe Bebeso, Vizehu Hayoshe Bebeso, Veino Roe Rak the Malus Ta'avoso Vahanoso, Vafshu Yoshe Bebeso Velomade, Achu Gam Rodef Acha Taiva, Imkain Masha Hulomade, Eino Ella Lefnios. Taiva is the desire that we have for physical pleasure. That's something that doesn't necessarily entail a person venturing outside, meaning it's also not something which is really beyond oneself, but it's something which is very much internal. And can overcome a person even when he's learning, if the learning is for ulterior motives. If the learning is not a pure learning, so then the person doesn't have the beneficial aspects of the learning. That's something which recurs in Nefesh HaChaim as well. That most powerful effects of learning on a person happen when the person is learning properly, the way it should be done. Are those desires that we have which don't involve physical pleasure, physical enjoyment? And nevertheless, human nature is such. And what's more, in order to acquire, to amass the mamon rav, to acquire the begadim noyim and batim noyim, osa avlos vegozel vechomes mamon she'eno shalal ba'avlos gedolos. V'zeh she'omru, gezel v'arayos, Chazal say, gezel v'arayos, nafsho shel adam mis'ave lohen u'mecham doson. So the Gaon says the pshat is not that both verbs refer to both areas of Gezel and Arayos, but one correlates to one, the other to the second. Shebegezel shayach chimud shein bo hanos aguf, ubarayos shayach lashon tova shei hanos aguf. L'chein omru mis'ave u'mecham doson. V'ze hachomei dvarim shein bo hanos aguf, eino sholev ve'eino shoket, ela rodev tamid acharehen. But Chazal said that ein od meis v'chatzi tavoso b'yado, and again the Gaon is here applying that to the chemda as well as Chazal do in that context, that the yesh lo mona rotza masayim, a person can never really satisfy if a person allows himself to have and be controlled by such an urge, it's one that he cannot satisfy. Here comes a couple of cryptic lines. I'm not sure what to do with it. You have these two verbs of losachman and losasaver. But the problem is that in Voschanan, the usage of chemda and taiva is the opposite of what the Gaon's explaining here. Because etzel eshes reyacha, where we would have expected lo sisave, based on the Gaon's analysis, even in Voschanan it says v'lo sachmod, and it's only v'etzel beis reyacha, where we would have expected, according to the Gaon, that's ein bohem hanos aguf. So we would have expected chemda, and it's dafka there where the Chumash says v'lo sisave. Ubeluchas arishon k'siv b'shneim lo sachmod. So I don't know, somehow or other the Gaon is hinting at an explanation for why that is. It's not clear. Again, if you're looking in the edition from Rav Philip, so he quotes in footnote 108 from Menachem Mendel Mishklov. That's a question. How is the Gaon learning Pshat in the Psukim in Voschanan? V'nimtza shataiva hi lahanos aguf mamash, v'chemda hi lemad, bracketing that for a moment, nimtza shataiva hi lahanos aguf mamash, v'chemda hi lemad she'en bo hanos aguf. V'zo hataiva, again, these are the two halves of our pasuk. V'zo hataiva nikres nochriyo. Ki hataivas enen ru'uyas levnei Yisrael klau. V'hein la'am nochri ashalom ibnei Yisrael hema. Aval anachnu am Hashem ein roi lonu leilech acha taivas olam hazeh klal uklal. V'lachein hi dugmas bas el necho she'osu liga ba klal uklal. So the second half of the pasuk of minochriya amoreh hechalika is dealing is dealing with the taiva. V'hachemda, which is for Mormon, etc. He nikreis Isha Zara, the first half of the pasuk. Ki ha Isha Hashem ibnei Yisrael hi mutal likach osa leisha. Rak Isha Zara shalakach osa me ish acher bezu osa liga klal uklal. Kain, the analog, the nimshal is chemdes hapanosa. V'hamamon eina asur mikol v'kol. A person is looking to have adequate parnasa. Ki chen k'siv l'man yivarechecha Hashem l'kecha b'chol ma'aseh yodcha ashit yaseh. Ach, yasog be'emun ma'ud v'lo yaseh ovel. Shelo yiga b'momon she'ena shelo mamash, b'haynu shel ish zot. K'mo she'omru v'nasasa v'nasata b'emona. One of the shisha dvorim, which a person is asked, k'shem b'shar she'machnisim osa l'din, whether he conducted his business b'emona. V'lochein nikres ha'chemda, for again, the non-physical pleasure, mamon, etc., isha zara shehachemda meviyah lichimud mamon shel ish zara v'zehu lahatzilcha meisha zara zo hachemda kanizka le'el shirodef acha mamon she'eno shelo v'hu kamo eshes ish she'osa avlos kadei she'yavo liyado mamon chavera. Meaning the Gaon is explaining in the Pasuk is as follows, Rav Elsai. The Isser of Lo Sachban and Lo Sasave, in terms of what it means in Halacha, is let's say I need a car. And I see that you're driving a good car. It's neither Lo Sasave nor Lo Sachmod if what I want to do is buy a comparable car. No, I see you're driving a good car, and it's it runs well, it works well, doesn't need lots of repairs. So I want to get a car just like the car you have. That's not l'sasav, it's not l'sachmad. That's totally legitimate. If I want to get from your hands the car that you are driving, I want that your car, not a comparable car, but I want that your car should come to me. So that already is a problem of los hasavim los sachmod. So that's what the moshul is here to the isha zara that let's say in the moshul that a person wants to get married is appropriate. That he wants to marry someone else's wife is obviously totally out of bounds. That the same thing in terms of the moment. Masha and Cain, certain taivis, so those taivis are just always wrong and always out of bounds. That's the second half of the pasuk. V'zehu lahatzilcha me'isha zara zara chemda kaniska le'el she'rodif acha momon she'ena shalo v'hu kemo eshes ish she'osa avlos kadei she'yovo liyodo momon chaveru minachriya zara taiva kaniska le'el. What does it mean that the nachriya, what's the nimshal to the moshal of the nachriya being a smooth talker? Amoreha hachalika ki hataiva mara atzma letov aso. Taiva, the objects of our taiva appear to us as being something desirable, as being something good. The same way a smooth talker can lead us into thinking that something which isn't in our best interest really is. A person, the Yetzirah that we all have makes us responsive and susceptible, and therefore, a person is easily convinced and easily lured. That's why Shlomo HaMelech says, Sha'amareha shel hataiva hechlika, shem chalokim mishemen. The same way if you have an oil spill, so it becomes very slippery. The same thing here as well. L'chein oma sha'amareha shel hataiva hechlika, shem chalokim mishemen, v'nechnosim ba'ozna shel adam. Ma she'en kein b'chemda, she'en amareha chalokim, ki ein boze hanos haguf, the Yetzirah for money is a real one, but it's not as natural and as strong as the Yetzirah for physical pleasure. V'adarabah, tomid lo yonuach lo yishkot, l'chein ein chalokim dvareh kamo b'taiva. And because it's not as strong a Yetzirah, it's also something which is a more difficult sell, as it were, for the Yetzirah. So it's not depicted as Amoreho Hechaliko. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, have a very good, productive morning. Everyone should be well, be safe, and that's Hashem.